Unit 38, that's a 10-1, that's half 36. Copy, that's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer or the listener, you have a choice, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa. As always, it's a pleasure to see you, especially today.
How are you, Captain?
I'm wonderfully well. Thank you kindly.
They do have a choice, don't they?
Oh, absolutely they do, because we're everywhere pretty much. Our PIO office is doing incredible work.
They've got us everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
Well, we've got a really interesting guest here today with us. You want to kind of introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are?
Yeah, good morning. I'm Kayla Tyson, otherwise known as Officer Tyson. Work for Newport News. I just graduated in February 14th, Valentine's Day. I got released from FTO on May 7th, so I've been on my own for a few months now on midnight shift, so it's going pretty well so far, I would say.
So welcome to the podcast. For those who don't know, FTO is Field Training Officer, and that's a program where when you graduate from the police academy, you move on to having someone in a car with you who mentors you, guides you, and those things until you're comfortable, or let me back up, until they're comfortable releasing you to independent
patrol. We're not just going to throw you to the wind,
they
right?
They want to make sure you're good and you're comfortable.
I had two field training officers. I was on evening shift my whole FTO rotation, and I spent about 6 weeks with both of them. So
wow. Enjoyable?
It was for me. I liked it. I loved every part of it.
Look at that smile. Clearly she had a good time.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn. It doesn't stop at the academy, that's for sure.
No, there's a lot more to learn, especially once you get on the street. You learn a lot in the academy, but once you're actually put into everything, you get a lot more knowledge.
Oh yeah, and then soon you'll be at in service, which is our yearly training to make sure we're up to speed on things. It's continuous learning, correct?
Yes, all the time. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, which is awesome because it does make us better, I think.
Yeah, if you're not learning in this profession, you're falling behind.
I actually have in service on Monday.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, there you go. So you graduated.
Didn't take long.
You went through FT field training officer, and you're going to go to in service in the same year.
This is my third in service. This is day three.
Oh wow!
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you being here.
We do have it split into quarters. So.
Yeah.
So where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from Portsmouth, Virginia. I've been born and raised there. Been there my whole life. I actually graduated from Churchland High School. I did lots of sports throughout my time there. I was on the swim team, field hockey team, soccer team, and the softball team.
My God.
So I did a lot of sports. I actually played for the Newport News softball team a few weeks ago, so that was pretty fun. We were playing against the different high schools, and we actually won, so I was quite surprised, because those were some good players out there.
Now, you say Newport News, is that the police department team?
Yes, yeah. I played for them. It was very fun. It was a great time.
Great experience.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's with Captain Funiak and all the rest of them. Yeah, my wife and I used to play with that team.
Really?
And Captain Funiak is an incredible softball player.
Yeah, she was. It was
she
fun.
She is great.
I think she travels the country playing softball. Oh, yeah.
She absolutely does. So I guess it begs the question, if you lived in Portsmouth, what are you doing at Newport News?
Okay, so I came to Newport News. My family, my uncle actually lives right around the corner in the Hydenwood Apartments, I think it is. So I've always been around here, and I love to go to AMC. I know that's in Hampton, but I'm a big movie goer. I used to go to the Mariners Museum a lot with my grandparents and see like the Titanic stuff and the Mariners, the Monitor and the Merrimack. They have the turret underwater, so you can see that. But I ended up coming to Newport News because from the first time I ever reached out to the police department, it was like very welcoming. It was like a family before I even joined. So that's why I ended up coming here.
And who was your recruiter?
It was MPO Watkins.
And he
was not shocked. Not shocked at all.
A great guy. I actually learned the other day he knows one of my relatives very well. She's at the Chesapeake retirement home, Jean Pollard. We actually got to see her in the academy. We had a community week there.
Right.
And I told my great grandma, because Jean is my great grandmother's niece. Okay. So we call her Nanny. I told her, like, why don't you go visit her so we can come and see you, like the class. And we built puzzles with them. And so the other day when I was in City Center for working overtime, and he was like, do you know Jean Pollard? And I was like, yeah, she's my relative. And he was like, well, I've known her my whole life. So that was pretty
incredible.
Cool to learn.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, since you mentioned Community Week, I think we should talk about
Listen, that's got to be one of the coolest aspects of how they have changed, you know, how we've kind of morphed into being community ambassadors for the city. I would have never thought that we would be doing things like that.
I think it's amazing. So for those of you who don't know, Community Week is 5 days out of the week. It's 5 days that we take out of the academy, and the recruits get to do community-based things, such as what you just mentioned, right?
Yeah, we also built a playground at the Boys and Girls Club.
Now that's cool. Yeah.
Now the interesting thing is that those 5 days, they're creditless. What I mean by that is that DCJS, the Department of Criminal Justice, does not give us any credits towards that.
Yeah.
That is something that our agency created so that we could really get to know what it means to serve the community. We've helped repair homes. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. It's a beautiful thing. And I bet you met some pretty incredible people.
We sure did. We did a whole bunch. We toured the Newsom House. We packaged food that would be sent overseas to people that are less fortunate. We packaged like pounds, like hundreds of pounds of food that night. It was a great experience.
I'm glad you got to experience that. And I bet you, I'm not a betting guy, but I would put money on this one. It really introduced you to what community-oriented policing is.
Yeah, we were doing lawn care for people, picking up like limbs that older people couldn't like pick up readily themselves. So we were helping to fix up lawns in the street and clean it up, make it look nice.
And I'm confident it gave you great joy doing that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, every part of it.
Right. So far, you've enjoyed your time in the academy, training and all that?
Yeah, I know some people might not say the same thing, but as for me, I've loved every part of it. I've had no complaints or anything that I would ever bring up and say was a bad experience here so far.
Now, are you the first person in your family to join law enforcement?
So we actually have a few family members that are in law enforcement. One is a state trooper in North Carolina. We also have another cousin of mine. He's a state trooper down in Georgia. And then my great great uncle Glenn, he was a chief of police.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. It's all good.
In Greenville, North Carolina.
Wow.
So he served there for over 20 years, but the last 12 he was the chief of police.
Wow. So you're moving the tradition forward.
Yeah. I would say so.
I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Is it something that you've always been interested in your whole life, or is it something that just kind of came up on your radar later in life?
So I would say it's definitely something I've been interested in, like for most of my life. Me and my mom, we would grow up watching like Law and Order, SVU, lots of different true crime stuff. So like it's always been something that's interested me. That's why when I was old enough to be in law enforcement, I started to work at the Portsmouth Sheriff's Office in their jail. And then when I reached that mark that I could join the police department, I sent that message right away to MPO Watkins. I was like, I'm ready.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon, Melissa, that we have folks transfer from other departments.
It's not. And we are more than happy to accommodate that.
We are. So you literally just started in law enforcement after you turned 18?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I was 19 when I started at the sheriff's office. Before that, I worked at the YMCA. I was a lifeguard and a swim instructor for several years. I started working when I was 15. And then I also worked at a dog daycare.
A dog daycare, that's pretty cool.
All types of dogs, every type of dog you can imagine, from the smallest dogs to like huge Great Danes that would try and put their paws on my shoulder, and I'm only 5'2", but
yeah. And you know, Melissa is a dog person and I'm a cat person.
Really?
You are a?
I have dogs, cats, and one bunny.
It sounds like she's got a
a little bit of everything.
I think she's outdone us. Yeah, a farm. The rabbit classifies it as a farm. I think
it's the rabbit.
I think so. So I have two pit bulls. One is a German Shepherd Husky mix. And then the cat, I don't know what type of cat he is. I adopted him from PetSmart like a few months ago.
Okay.
And then the bunny is a mini lion head, mini Rex rabbit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Any particular names for your animals?
Okay, so one pit bull, his name is Loki from Marvel.
There it is.
Yeah, his middle name is Jasper from Twilight, and then he gets my last name, Tyson.
Okay.
So that's Loki, Jasper, Tyson. And then we have Merlin, which I actually rescued. He was a stray dog on the street. We found him a few weeks ago, and we took him to the shelter, and he didn't have a microchip, so we said, you know, once his stray hold is up, that we're coming to get him.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
wow. So his name is Merlin. He just looks like a Merlin, but his middle name is Megatron from Transformers.
Okay.
And then again, he gets my last name
because, of course,
you know, it's deserving.
Right.
And then the German Shepherd Husky mix, her name is Freya, which is from an anime. Now, she doesn't have a middle name. Okay. I don't know why, but her last name is Robinson. So that's Freya Robinson. And then the bunny, his name is Dobby from Harry Potter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We got to stop there.
My wife is
going
to love that.
We got to stop there because you know I'm a Harry Potter lover. Okay, cool. I'm sorry.
His middle name is Dumbledore. Yeah, so that's Dobby Dumbledore Tyson.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, it's the pets. I love that. I heard some references of movies and some references of video games. Is that a passion of yours? You like video games?
It sure is. I've played video games my whole life. Oh, wait, I forgot the cat. His name is Brody Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Brody
Kenobi.
Yep. I call him Brody Obi for short.
Wow. I feel like my cat's names are inadequate at this point.
Listen.
Buster and Quincy. That's all I got.
I went with Call. I mean, I love Game of Thrones, so it worked out for me. But you have kind of, you have overshadowed. I think I need to step my game up a little bit.
We might. Absolutely.
But I've grown up. Me and my mom, we played Super Mario on the Wii when I was a kid, and we beat
Shout
it.
Shout out to mom.
Yep. Yeah. And then when the Nintendo Switch came out, I got Super Mario then. And we played it all the way through and beat it again, just like when I was younger. So as soon as I turned 18, I got a tattoo of Yoshi because I wanted it something like for me and my mom. So.
Aww. Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, sentimental. That's really nice. I can tell just from your smile that you're crazy about your mom.
I'm an only child.
Okay. There it is.
I'm an only child, and my mom is an only child. So growing up, we were like each other's best friends. So.
You hear that, Liam? I hope you're listening. Only child. Love me like that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Mothers are so important, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. So I guess we should ask you, now that you've kind of got a taste of law enforcement and what it is, do you have anything on your radar right now for the future? Any ideas on what you want to do? I know it's early in your career, but you always have to have a five-year plan, right?
Yeah. So as soon as I started the academy, I knew what I wanted to do was be a canine officer. Hopefully one day. I know it's one of those positions, like once you're in it, and it's hard to come by, but it happens. So hopefully I'll be off of probation by then, and I'll be ready to hopefully put my hat in the ring.
That's wonderful. Now, canine because of your love for animals or the work itself or both?
But I'd say both. I mean, since I've been born, I've had a dog in my family. Always been a pit bull, so maybe that's why I keep getting them. I love pit bulls. So, and just the dog daycare, working there, just getting to be able to take care of them and wash them, look after them. I've always had a love for dogs.
Soft spot.
Yeah, I would love to work with them every day.
Yep. Now, have you worked with Officer Tyson?
No, we have not had a chance to work together, but I've met her before.
Neither have we, but did you meet her in the academy?
I don't know I may have been the academy.
I think so.
I think
same,
I did
right?
teach their communications
class. Yeah, you taught one of our classes in the academy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you had a what size was your class?
We started with 28. Ultimately, we graduated with, I want to say, 25.
25. Yeah, good class. Yeah. Very, if I remember, it was very cohesive, right?
Yeah, I would say so. Like every class, I'm sure they had their ups and downs, just like we did, but we really came together as a family when we needed to.
Well, I think anytime you put a large number of people or even a small group together, right? Personalities are different and all that, but the academy instructors instill this, obviously, you have to learn how to grow together.
Yes.
You have to respect each other's, let's say, challenges, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe shortages, if you will, and the things that people really do well. And you have to figure out who does this well and how you can potentially, let's say you're good at sports, right?
Yeah.
You excel at that. You can help bring people along in the exercise portion of it, right?
Yeah.
If we have somebody else who is a fantastic writer, they can help with the report writing. I think when you get all those things together, that's what makes extraordinary teams. There's no one person that is good at everything, or great at everything, I should say. And that's what makes a great team. So in the future, K-9 is on your radar.
Yes, absolutely.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Now, Melissa, you could have done canine. You love animals.
I don't know if I would have been able to keep up.
Yeah, those dogs move fast.
They do. The Malinois and the Shepherds, they're fast. They're fast dogs.
You better.
I've got to just let mine go. Like, I can't.
Oh, really?
Walking him is not an option.
Do you bring him to the dog park at all?
Yes, he would walk me. I think the trade is there. I don't know if I would be able to keep up with that. They are.
And we've all been on searches. We've been on searches with canine dogs, and those handlers, their cardio is way up there.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that they can move with those dogs and for extended periods of time. And those dogs are so loyal.
And smart.
Yes. Beautiful creatures for sure. And I am not a big dog fan, you know, respectfully to all the dog loving community out there, but I'm a cat person, but those dogs serve an incredible purpose, especially for finding lost people.
Yes.
And we see that in the media all the time. They save lives.
They do.
And so do the handlers. So in the future, you got something planned, right? For this moment, you're just really going to enjoy the work?
Yes. I just got to Midnights a few months ago. Like I said, I was on evenings my whole time, which is 3 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then after I got released in May, I was being transferred to Midnights. That would be where I was getting released to. So at first it was challenging trying to stay up overnight like that. But I've gotten adjusted to it now, trying to sleep as much as I can during the day. But I enjoy it. I love the people I work with. And
yeah.
I do have one of my close friends from the academy. She's on my shift, so we get to help each other out all the time.
Yes. Now, you work midnight shift as well, Melissa?
I did. I did a tour in North Precinct as a brand new sergeant. Yeah.
It's tough.
It's challenging.
It's tough, right? And but once your body gets used to it, if your body's able to accept it, then you're right. You work with special people.
Yes.
Because a lot of things happen on midnight shift that wouldn't happen, for example, on day shift, right? Burglaries in progress and things. I mean, they do happen on day shift, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it's the cover of darkness.
Yeah, people try and do the most they can during the night.
Yeah, so sometimes you're catching people doing things literally in the act, breaking into homes, breaking into cars, committing crimes. You know, so you're there when it's quote-unquote going down, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're enjoying it.
I am. It's what I wanted to do, and I'm going to enjoy it as much as I can.
So you're literally living your dream.
Yeah, I am.
Your mother must be so proud.
She is. She is. She's supported me when I made this decision from day one, and you know, she's a little nervous at first. Like last night, I accidentally called her at 2 o'clock in the morning, and she was worried. But I was on a call, and I accidentally pushed favorites because she's under my favorites, and she texted me. She's like, "Are you okay?"
Oh.
And I called her back. I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." She's like, "Well, you're my police officer daughter, and you're calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Something must be wrong, but everything was all right."
Pretty good. Awesome. Matt, where are we at on time?
We're looking good so far. Whenever y'all want to head over to that favorite part of every show, we can do that.
Sounds good. Did we miss anything?
I just wanted to point out that the illustrious Officer Tyson went to college somewhere very special and dear to my heart.
And where did you happen
to go to school?
I went to Old Dominion University.
There it is.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Your alma mater?
Oh, yeah.
Big fan. Got a couple shirts from ODU, right?
Just a few.
All right. Good school, no doubt.
That part.
Great school, no doubt. All right, Melissa, would you like to take number one?
Oh, I absolutely will with my Super Mario shirt on.
Okay.
All right, number one, Xbox, PlayStation, or Nintendo?
Now, I have every system.
I believe that. I believe that. You're
not
an expert.
I do. I'd say, although I grew up with like the Wii and the Nintendo system, I do really enjoy my PlayStation 5. So,
there it is.
But I do love Black Ops 2, Call of Duty. That's like my favorite game ever. And I played that on the Xbox 360. So I guess I'll give it to Xbox.
Wow. Okay.
I'll give it to Xbox.
Oh, fair enough.
Wow.
Do you play video games, Melissa?
I sit and I watch Liam play.
Okay. Okay, that's
that's
fair
the closest. It's the hand-eye coordination.
Yes.
And the patience. Yes. I just don't have it.
My son was a big video game guy, and we had Mario Kart on, and is it Nintendo?
Yes.
So we would do like little tournaments in the house, and then his uncle, my brother-in-law, would come to visit from New York, and he would participate. And let me tell you, it got loud.
Yeah. I'm number one in Mario Kart in my family.
There you go.
I'm not number one. I'm way down there. Like, way down. But you know what? You're doing it with your family, and that's pretty doggone
awesome.
You're together.
That's
what matters.
until people get mad. Until they get mad. I'm winning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it might have something to do with you running around the living room holding up your arms and screaming, I'm the best,
yeah,
baby.
Probably.
That's right. All right. Favorite breakfast food?
Favorite breakfast food? Okay. There's this place in downtown Suffolk. It's called the Plaid Turnip, but they're under the Mod Olive now. They have this thing. It's called the Backwoods. So it's a biscuit with scrambled eggs on top, with a sausage patty on top of that, with sausage gravy on top of that. And then as a breakfast side, you can get tater tots. So
really?
That's probably my favorite.
Tell me your country without telling me your country, right?
It's good. I love it.
Wow. So much for my frosted flakes.
Listen, that sounds amazing.
That sounds amazing. All right. Question number three.
Okay. Your most used emoji.
Probably the laughing crying emoji. Now, I do have like this sticker pack that I bought on my iPhone, and it's weird, but like, you know, like when people are saying they're like kicking their feet. So it's an emoji, but it has like feet behind it. That's like my favorite thing ever to use.
So you can purchase emojis to use?
Yes, you can.
If you can't find the one you're looking for, it's
no
out
idea.
There. You got to just have
everything.
To find it.
I'm
everything.
So far behind on technology. Yeah, I don't really use a whole lot of emojis.
Oh, I use them all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I send a text message, there's got to be an emoji in it. I have to convey tone. With
really?
My emojis.
Oh, that's yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Or just have a conversation with somebody. I think that would be, I think that would be your fix.
Hello? Right. All right, question number four. What was your last impulse buy?
My last impulse buy. It was something for my pets. They didn't need toys, right. But I got every single one of them a toy when I went to PetSmart. So they got Moana-themed things. They had Jurassic Park themed items. So I literally got a toy for each pet. Now,
wow.
Did they need any more toys? No.
Probably not.
But I was in there and they had a big clearance sale. So
you felt obligated?
Yes, I did.
That's how those impulse buys get you.
I think that's wonderful.
But
you know what? Is it an impulse buy really if you do it for someone else?
No, but they're going to destroy it in 5 minutes.
For the ones that you love. That's right. That's right. Have
That's
you got
awesome.
An update to this yet? I mean,
no, I just don't impulse
still
buy.
Not impulse.
Listen, I recently bought a golf putter. You know,
there you go.
If I tell you how long I researched that, which one I wanted, and then I did find a one at a golf store, and then after I found the one, I went home and reviewed it. You know, before I came back the next day, and I bought it. That's the truth. Yeah, but I did buy it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying it.
After some deep thought and consideration.
Deep thought and consideration, okay. Price comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and then of course I had to look up the company and how they made it.
I'm so
it's milled,
so disappointed.
It's not yeah.
I'm so disappointed.
I know. I'm
you
sorry
go
to let
out
you
there
down.
And buy it.
Come on.
So I bought it. Question number five, Melissa, here we go. We're closing it up.
Oh, well, this is going to go good because I think you said you're an AMC lover.
Yes.
You love movies, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Favorite movie of all time.
Favorite movie. Oh, okay.
All time.
That's such a hard question for me. Me and my mom, that's our favorite thing, watching movies together.
No pressure.
There's
no pressure.
There's so many that I love. As you can see, I love Star Wars. I have so many Star Wars themed things in my house. So that's probably a top contender. But if I had to choose one, I'd probably say The Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
The original one.
Yeah, he came back. It was a comeback movie for him. It was a pretty good
one.
Really funny.
Yeah, the first one, like, I love that movie so much.
I am not familiar with that.
He's come a long way since Ron Delirious.
Yeah?
Yes, that was very kid-friendly and, family-friendly.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for mine, I'm a Dances with Wolves guy.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, wow. I mean,
Kevin Costner. You cannot go wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh. And it has everything in that movie. Just the scenery alone where it was filmed at is unreal. And then, of course, you have a love story.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, the oh, my goodness, I'm starting to realize that the people on the other side of this conflict are just like me.
Mm,
we share the same thing. We're human beings, right? We're all from the human race. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. It was hours long.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hours long, but worth watching.
I know some family members are probably going to be mad that I said I've never seen that. So I'll brush up on that when I get home.
That is absolutely
don't
fun.
Watch it when you have to go to work because you'll
okay,
never go to sleep.
It's too long. Yeah,
it's a good, beautiful movie. Yeah.
Beautiful movie. Literally my favorite. Great to have you here.
Thank you. I've had a great time being here.
It wasn't that bad?
No, I enjoyed
it
a lot.
It wasn't for Melissa and me, that's for sure. We enjoy this stuff.
I was a little nervous at first, but I've had a great time being here today, and I appreciate the invite.
Thank you very much. Nice. Before we wrap this up, if somebody's watching out there, they're 19 years old, right, where you were at,
yeah.
And they have this reoccurring thought in their head, you know, maybe after watching this podcast, it's going to solidify maybe me going into law enforcement. What advice would you have for them when they're that young?
So being young myself, I would say sometimes it's hard, but it has its benefits, and it might be a little hard starting at first, and you're thinking like, oh, I can't do this, like, I'm too young to do it, I don't have any experience, maybe not as much as some others, but once you just go out there and try, that's the best you can do, is just try at the very least, and you'll find after you put in all that hard work and dedication, like, it'll turn out to be worthwhile in the end. You just gotta go for it.
I love that.
Go for it.
Yeah. Melissa, we are on a bunch of platforms.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah. Matt's got us everywhere.
Yeah, you can pretty much watch it everywhere.
Anything, Apple, iPhone, I think YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, it's everywhere.
Yeah, who would have ever thought? We are, we're like 30-something?
I don't even know
30-something, right, Matt?
We got to get that
straight. Yeah, we're in the mid-30s now. Yeah.
We're in the mid-30s right now, episodes. Who would have, right? And the truth is, the secret's out. Melissa and I enjoy doing it.
Just don't tell everybody. Somebody may come for this. Don't tell everybody.
That's right. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. Take care. Be safe. Cheers.
Unit 38, this is